Shalom, today's daf yomi is Mi'ila daf vav, Mi'ila 6. And today's daf yomi, we begin on the Mishnah on the top of vav amabez, on the top of 6b. And our Mishnah states, Besar kodshei kadoshim, that if you have the flesh, the meat of kodshei kadoshim, of the most sacred sacrifices, sheyatzal afnei zrikas damim, it's not allowed to leave the courtyard before the blood is sprinkled, but in this case it did leave the courtyard before the blood was sprinkled, and then the blood regardless was sprinkled on the altar, even though it wasn't supposed to be. And under those circumstances, Rabbi Lezer Omer Moelenbo, that the meat is still going to be considered to be under the realm of Me'ila, that since the meat was, Rabbi Eliezer's other position, that since the meat was disqualified because it was Yotzei, and therefore since the Zrika does not allow the meat to be eaten, the meat still falls under the category of Me'ila, because he never had a Shas Heter by the Kohanim. The Kohanim were never allowed to actually eat it, and so therefore it's still going to fit within the category of Me'ila. Ve'en chayavin olav mishum pigol nozer tamei, and if one eats it, one is not going to be liable on account of pigol, which is the improper thought, or nozer if it remained over, or tamei. And the reason is because this meat is not allowed to be eaten as a result of the Zrika. And so therefore, since one is not allowed to eat it, therefore a person is not going to be liable for having eaten it. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, Ein Molimbo. Rabbi Akiva is going to be of the position that once the blood is sprinkled, Ein Molimbo, that you're not going to fit, it's no longer going to be under the realm of Me'ila, of trespassing. And yet, V'chayavin olav mishum pigol nozer v'tameh, and still one person, is going to be liable for eating it under the prohibitions of pigol nozer and tumah, because Rabbi Akiva is going to be of the position that since the meat that went out of the temple is going to be actually at its core permitted, and it's only going to be disqualified on the fact that it left the mikdash, that it left the temple, and so therefore it's going to be considered as though it's permitted. So as a result of this, when you do the zrika, it removes the yotzei, the meat from Me'ila, and says that you're also going to remain under the prohibition of pigol nozer and tumah. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara on the bottom of the daf tries to understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying. So Itmar says, Rabbi Yochanan, Ki ama Rabbi Akiva zrika mo'elos liyotzei, when Rabbi Akiva said that even though you've done the zrika in an improper manner because the meat was already yotzei, still we say that that you're now no longer going to have Me'ila, is he referring to a situation of sheyatza miktsah? So is he referring to a situation where the majority of the meat has left, or only a partially, sheyatza miktsah? So is he even referring to a situation where only part of the meat went out? And so therefore, since only part of the meat went out, therefore we say that you're no longer going to be mo'alanbo, and the zrika helps remove it from mi'ila. Aval yatzli kulo, but if all the meat went out, it was completely out, therefore we would say that it's completely prohibited, and so therefore the zrika doesn't help at all. Lo amar Rabbi Akiva. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would not say zrika is effective in that situation. So when Rav Asi heard this, when Rav Asi said to Rabbi Yochanan, Kfar limduni chaveirai shebegoa, my chaveirim, now Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Asi said, my chaveirim who were in the Gola, who were out to the Eretz Yisrael, they already taught me the answer to this question, which is mechashvin, and he goes into the answer, but rather than, we're already on the next step, but rather than going into Rav Asi's answer, we want to focus for a moment on the phrase. He said, Rav Asi was a student of Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Kfar limduni chaveirai shebegoa. So some want to say actually that's not what he said, but he's quoting Rabbi Akiva who had said that. However, it's strange because we have an actual halacha that if your Rebbe teaches you, if you know something that your Rebbe doesn't know, you're not supposed to say, oh, I learned this somewhere else. You're actually supposed to say, my Rebbe already taught me something, or didn't we learn this together? But to say, oh, I learned this from somewhere else, that's already almost disrespectful to the Rebbe. And the Shulchan Aruch records this as halacha in Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Beis Sif Chaf Gimel, where he talks about, Shulchan Aruch says, if you want to mazkir Shmuel b'fnei Rabbah, if you want to mention a teaching in front of your Rebbe, you should say to him, Kach limud ateini Rabbeinu. This is what my Rebbe actually taught me. So you're not like chopping the Rebbe, you're saying, you taught this to me. So therefore, that's how you're reminding the Rebbe in a respectful manner. And the Gra says it, you're supposed to say this. The Vilna Gaon says you're supposed to say this even if the Rebbe didn't actually teach it to you, you're still supposed to say it as a matter of kavod, as a matter of respect. And the Gra brought three proofs for this from the Shas. What are the three proofs that he brought? The first proof is from that which appears in tractate Moi Katam. We're not going to be able to do all the proofs, but the first case was where Rabbi Yonasan ben Amsai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, they were learning Nedarim with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and they left him that night. And then the morning before they left, they came again to say goodbye to him. So Rabbi Shimon I said, but you already left me yesterday. So they said, well, our Rebbe already taught us the law that if a student leaves his teacher and he's in the same city, he's supposed to go back in the morning to say goodbye. So even though Rabbi Shimon Yochai didn't know it, they said, but our Rebbe already taught us that. And so we see from here the proper way to correct a teacher is to say, but you already taught us this. And so that's the halacha.